brought to you by Penguin.
The Other Olympians by Michael Waters. Read by Jennifer Pickens.
A note on names, identities, and pronouns. The Other Olympians chronicles the lives of several European athletes: Zdeněk Kobek, Mark Weston, Vili de Bruin, and Witold Smentek, who publicly transitioned gender in the 1930s. Though all were assigned female at birth and were perceived by the public as women throughout their athletic careers, I refer to all using only male pronouns and only the names they chose after transitioning, in accordance with their publicly expressed identities and with the best practices outlined by the Trans Journalists Association. At a few junctures, you might see me quote from 1930s sources that include the name Kobkova. That is Kobek's feminized last name, since in Czech even last names are gendered. It is tempting to place a contemporary label like trans or intersex onto these athletes, but I try to use these labels sparingly throughout the book. It is difficult to fit any of them into a contemporary identity category. Today, many people understand that sex and gender are two separate categories. Gender is a psychological and socialized identity, while sex is assigned, often at birth, based on your physical body. But in the 1920s and 1930s, people did not differentiate between gender and sex as we do today. Though you can find allusions in the archives to a psychological or social understanding of gender, when writers talked about being a man, a woman, or an invert, they were generally referring to biological sex rather than to a social understanding of gender. A few times, I allude to Kobek and Weston as approximating trans identity, because both men, at various points, described their connection to maleness in psychological terms. In these moments, I am using trans broadly as an umbrella term to capture a number of different possible identities. Any portrait of each man's identity is muddled, however, by that lack of delineation between sex and gender. To receive gender-affirmative surgery, Kobek and Weston each needed to emphasize their normatively masculine physical traits, both in public and to their doctors. If they simply said they felt a psychological connection to male identity, they probably would not have received health care. For this reason, news reports about both men suggest that they each had biological traits typically associated with both male and female sex categories. Perhaps today, either Kobek or Weston would have gravitated more toward a label like intersex, which refers to the possibility that they were born with a mix of traits traditionally demarcated as both male and female. It is difficult to know. When we discuss them today, we should leave some space for a multitude of possible identities. Glossary of acronyms. In the early 20th century, a disparate series of organizations issued sports policies. Though I have tried to simplify the bureaucratic details of sports governance where possible throughout the Other Olympians, here are some key acronyms to keep in mind as you listen. AAU, Amateur Athletic Union, U.S.-based sports organization that oversees American track and field sports, a key constituency of the American Olympic Committee. CAAU, Czechoslovak Amateur Athletic Union, Czechoslovakia-based track and field organization, the Czech equivalent of the AAU. FSFI, Fédération Sportive Féminine Internationale, the sports organization started by Elise Milia, overseeing the Women's World Games. IAAF, International Amateur Athletic Federation, the governing body of track and field sports. In 2019, it rebranded as World Athletics. IOC, International Olympic Committee. Part 1, Triumph. Chapter 1.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?